This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To learn something new when it comes to farming and your food. This is the American Family Farmer, a weekly program and podcast. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to meet Doug Fine, who is a hemp farming expert, in a few minutes, talking about a conference that's being developed now for people who want to go into the hemp business. As you know, the essence of the American Family Farmer here for those who are suffering, I don't know if suffering is the right word, but trying to deal with problems. I'm interested in solutions. My background is in radio and in agriculture, so I put the two of them together so that local stations around the country could hear us tell these special stories. And then we have locavores who listen there, supporters of the program, because they want to know more about where their food comes from. The smartest consumers in the country are the ones who come to your farm, who want to know how you're farming, who want to buy your products, and you're in service to them because they are in service to you. They support what you're doing, and so I'm here to give you ideas about how to deal with a lot of the things governmentally that get in the way, a big ag getting in the way. This is not a program that feels good about big ag. It just doesn't. I don't feel good about it. I've been around cows all my life. I don't feel good about these farms that have 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 cows. I just don't, as I know what comes out of them. And you do, too, if you're a producer. There are lots of changes that are coming. It's interesting. Last week, I'm just going to give you a heads up on the podcast that's currently at the American Family Farmer Show.com. That's where you go to get our weekly podcast. And you can listen to this program also as it's being aired on stations all around the country at different times during the week. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The podcast last week features a conversation with Tyson Newkirk, who is an instructor at the Learn to Farm program, the farm school in Orange, Massachusetts, which has done great things over the years for youngsters and people that are older now. They have three main programs that are highlighted, and we talk about them in the podcast, how you can send your child, their high school students that are there, there are elementary school students there, middle school students, vocational training program for all ages. And in this farm, and there are a lot of places like this around the country, we've highlighted four or five of them over the past year or so. You learn how to milk a cow. You learn how to harvest food. You learn how to grow food, organic food, gardening, all that stuff. How do you process firewood? All of that stuff. So if you want to learn or hear what we talked about, you can find the podcast currently at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I said that we are headed for changes. And I think the conversation with Doug Fine will sort of underscore that for a lot of people who don't know how far down the road we are with hemp farming. You'll get a clue as to that. It's not a food. Well, it can be used in a manner of speaking. But the people who are like us in agriculture, I think there isn't enough collective thinking here. We have the power because we grow the food. We have the power to change what's going on. We just have given it over to the huge agribusinesses. And unfortunately, a lot of us don't realize that the people who support us, the locavores, for example, who come buy all the things that we grow, whether it's buying milk on my farm, raw milk and cheeses and ice cream, that sort of thing, our produce, there are a lot of people who want to change. And I think that's necessary. I mean, when you come down to the nitty-gritty of what's going on, I thought it was interesting that the Rural Mainstream Index report this week reveals a slight improvement for farmers' financial conditions, increasing to the highest level since May of 2014. This is a survey of bank CEOs in the Midwest. It isn't because dairy is doing better. Dairy is in awful shape and getting worse. The number of farms disappearing here in New England where I am, going down almost one a week, just disappearing, having auctions, selling all of their animals. Maybe they'll go into the produce business or some other farm-related business, but where's our milk going to come from? People want to know the answer to that, and people are getting upset or concerned. So I guess my question to you would be, in thinking about your economy and the economy in your area, is it up or down? Do you feel like there's a recession going on? In the survey that was done by the bankers in the Midwest, that question was asked. And so 2% felt they were still in a recession. They were all dairy farmers. 38% felt that there was a modest downturn going on right now in agriculture. 38% of those surveyed felt there was no growth at all and hasn't been for 4 or 5 years. 19% recorded a modest upturn in their income and profit this past year. And 5% said that there was strong growth in the area. And the strong growth comes to those farmers who are doing things that are different, producing items that they're selling themselves on the farm, always better than putting your produce into the competition, the competitive marketplace. You're not in charge. You take what they give you. When you're on your farm, you got a market you develop. It's hard for some people to use social media and the things that are part of today's business routine, but you got to do that. And the other thing is to stick to your principles. Never mind the USDA, because they've screwed up more stuff than you can. I know people think they need them. For example, the organic livestock standards that are being decimated by big ag. It's the same old story. Organic used to mean something. I don't know that it means much anymore. There's a suit against the USDA that's been filed by the Organic Trade Association that says that the government has violated the law and hasn't come out with final livestock standards. The reason they haven't is because Big Ag doesn't want them to. So they keep pushing them around. The administrators in the Ag Department are all people that have come from the big meat producers, the big packing plants. So they don't want this to get better. They don't want this to be dealt with, whether it's poultry, whether it's cows, whether it's doesn't make any difference what it is. The standards need to be solid and established and maintained, and they have not been. And for that, you can point the finger directly at Washington and directly at the past administration and this administration, because they're not, either of them, they're just as culpable, I think, frankly. What a bunch of four-flushing phonies. 14 past the hour. Let's meet somebody in a moment who's going to help you if you have some land that you're not using, like a lot of people in Pennsylvania. The hemp acreage there, over 5,000 acres being used. I'm in Massachusetts. I'm considering it, and that's how I met Doug Fine, with whom we will speak right after this.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at crafthockeyville.com.
16 past the hour, the American Family Farmer, introducing you to Doug Fine, who is a veteran of Domino's Pizza and the Brady Bunch. I guess that puts you, I guess we know how old you are or what era in which you grew. You've written a book called Hempbound, Dispatches from the Front Lines of the Next Agricultural Revolution. I told the audience, you may have heard me a few minutes ago, that I was interested in growing hemp on my farm, and that's how I got to the organization that's having the conference in Wisconsin, and that's how I got to you. So let's talk about you and where you come from and how you have been, you're involved up to your Mickey now in hemp farming. How'd that happen?
Well, you're right. So I grew up in the suburbs eating processed, you know, foods and watching the sitcoms. And this morning, before we spoke, I was out in the barn checking to see if our goats had kitted. So needless to say, I agree with much of what you're saying in your introduction today, Doug, about the importance of independent farming. And that's the life I live now. I think that it's the future of the economy. And so hemp can be a real baseline for that for farmers. In itself, it is a high-value crop, but I always want to temper expectations and not have a struggle. Like you mentioned, struggling dairy farmers, especially. One of the hemp projects that I've been involved with is in Vermont, and that's very much the case of the dairy industry in Vermont. So folks coming in and thinking that it's going to be an old model where you harvest the commodity and just sort of ship it off and get a great price for it, there is some opportunity to that. But again, as you mentioned in your intro, Doug, the vicissitudes of commodities markets and wholesale pricing, that's not usually the way for farmers to be secure for the long run. It's the 21st century independent farmer is going to have to be an entrepreneur, and hemp is tailor-made for that. We can get into the three main parts of the plant, the architecture of the plant, and the potential markets for it. But first, I also want to say that even if one, if one's independent family farm is wisely diversified, or if there are multiple branches to the operation or the family or the cooperative or whatever, hemp plays very nicely as a bridge crop because it is very much involved with soil building. So it increases your yields for even if you have other crops. It's also a relatively short crop, so it can be a bridge in ecosystems that allow more than one planting season.
Yeah, that's what appealed to me when I first started nosing around here last year. You could get two crops out of it in New England. If we get one in the ground early in May, you can use, you know, it's about a 60 to 90 day process, and then you go back and harvest it and plant it. One of the things, this is not for the faint of heart, though. I think that people, as you suggested, that think this is a panacea, you got to know, and I found that out quickly, because I thought, okay, well, maybe I'll just use my baler and I can harvest the stock and sell that, and that's more profitable than selling hay. To a point, maybe, but there's a lot more value there in the plant itself, and so that's what we probably ought to talk about, and then talk about one of the things that I was most, I'm glad you started with that, how wonderfully well hemp, the growth of the hemp product is good for the soil, whereas much of the thing, stuff that we grow, corn for the cows or corn for humans or whatever it is that's on the produce farm, unless you're doing a great deal of manure spreading and putting things back into the soil that help it to maintain or grow, literally the soil has to grow, you're not doing that. You're sucking the best part of the soil out. You may be using fertilizer. That helps the plant to grow, but it doesn't help the soil any. And so this is a way, as you suggested, to bridge other crops and utility on the farm for the land. So that's a good place for us to start. Other main parts, the markets for hemp, that sort of thing, as we continue here. Doug Fine on the American Family Farmer with Doug Steffen.
From Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bring it on. More information, helpful hints for the family farmer, the farmer-owned businesses, the locavores using the product. The American Family Farmer, Doug Fine, is here. From you're involved in this event this weekend or into next week, so then this would be the last. This program is heard over the midweek and end of the week, so we're really focusing on something that is happening the last few days of February in Madison, Wisconsin. This is a way for people to get together. It looks like a lot of people are showing up. I just found out about it a week or so ago, and that's when I thought, okay, this is something good for me to go to, not only as a broadcaster to tell some of the stories there, but to help on my farm. So how many people are showing up at this? Do you know at this point?
I don't know. It seems like there's a lot of interest. I try to schedule as much time as I can when I'm not involved in the hemp projects that I am involved with, which are all over the world, to speak about it, because people do need the information. And so I'm fairly regularly doing these kind of talks about what's nice about this one coming up in Madison, Wisconsin. I believe it's February 26th and 27th, next Monday and Tuesday, is that the Midwest is yearning for information about hemp. The two coasts have gotten out of the gate a little bit faster, and the Midwest is catching up, not just Wisconsin, but Illinois and other surrounding states. And they were hemp leaders in the last iteration of hemp, when hemp was really popular and a very, very valuable crop, and the U.S. was the world leader, but we didn't even have all of the applications for hemp and all of the potential markets for farmers and producers and entrepreneurs.
What happened to it, though, Doug? Why did it fall off the radar for a while?
Oh, Doug, it was America's worst policy since segregation. The war on drugs screwed everything up. Yep.
Well, this is not a lot of people, and this is one of the important things that we ought to discuss here. For people who are listening that are not sophisticated or not farmers, and I don't mean that in a negative sense, but sometimes people put marijuana and hemp together in the same category, and that certainly is not the case. Hemp is very beneficial as a food product, as an amendment, as you just said a few minutes ago, to the soil, but also used in clothing and rope. What are the, let's talk about the value of using hemp now that you have established something that was pretty foolish. Everybody put marijuana and hemp together, and therefore they were all bad, stopped growing it, and so there was a big void, and now there's a big market for it. Is it just somebody woke up one day and said, okay, let's go back to growing hemp? Or what happened that brought this back around into reality?
The truth eventually comes out. In fact, it's really, to me, especially as I'm working with state to state, each state's industrial hemp regulations, to just see how bureaucracy works, how individuals wake up, how political will happens. But I think the main thing is that is the value of the market. So you mentioned two of the three branches of the plant's applications. You mentioned seed and fiber, and they were both very important. But for listeners who are new to hemp, and this is would be true if there is there are a few people still old enough to remember when hemp was originally cultivated. This will be new even to those folks, and that is that the flower part of the plant, in other words, the flowering buds from the hemp plant, are actually the largest market right now for hemp. And one of the great things is you can grow for all three of those crops. You're kind enough to mention the book Hemp Bound. In that book, I talk about this concept of tri-cropping, which is if you really want to be maximizing the value from your crop, you can do that. And some of the projects I'm involved are trying to do that. So here's where the value is in the flower. The components that are in the plant's flower are called cannabinoids. And you mentioned psychoactive cannabis. The cannabinoid and psychoactive cannabis that you know, is why there was Woodstock and what everybody gets excited about is THC. By definition, hemp doesn't have THC, extremely negligible amounts.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
Marketing information for farmers, whether you're in the Midwest, on the coast, wherever you are. We're here to help on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Check the latest podcast, American Family Farmer Show, every week. We have a sort of an edited version of the conversations with the meat, the heart and soul of the conversation. So you can get in a few minutes the gist of what we're trying to help you with. That's what the show is about. It's about helping people. I need help on my farm. You need help on your farm. We all need help. So why not work together? Doug Fine is a hemp farming expert participating in a hemp, I guess we would call this a convention in Madison, Wisconsin, this next week. And he's written a lot of books. He's really studied a lot. The book is called Hemp Bound, Dispatches from the Front Lines of the Next Agricultural Revolution. And you were in pretty poignant about the value of these products, and we were at the point of describing what CBD is about. And I think partially this is the part where people who don't know, I will give you an example. Last night I was at my city council meeting here in Framingham, Massachusetts, where my farm is, and the discussion of the new marijuana rules and regulations. Selling marijuana is legal in Massachusetts now, both as medicinal and recreational. And so with that comes a lot of information that is aimed by those who don't, and I'm not a smoker, I'm not a toker, I'm not a midnight stoker, I'm none of those things. I am as straight as you could possibly imagine, Doug. I've never smoked anything in my life, I've been drunk once in my life, don't do any drugs, but I think I'm not here to tell you how to live your life. You live your life the way you want to. And so what I bristle at are these people who come up with these phony studies. I always love it when people say they're evidence-based studies. Do you know what a crock of manure, evidence-based studies or using that term is and how it catches on. People say, oh, wow, that's an evidence. Whoever pays for the study skews it to whatever result they want to get. So anyway, I'm off on a toot a little bit here. I want to get back to the value of these products. And the reason I brought it up is because they're talking about how marijuana is a gateway drug, and they talk about CBDs and the other stuff that's in it. I don't know from ID, F, and QVC, whatever it is. All I know is that in this case, you are ignorant if you think that hemp and marijuana are the same thing, because they are not. So that's why the interest coming back around to hemp, how it can be used for all sorts of things. You say it has three values, but you wanted to explain a little more about CBD, so I'll get off of my horse and you jump on it.
I'll go through the three branches of the plants in a nutshell. So from the flowering buds of the female plant are embedded these cannabinoids, of which CBD is currently the big market. But as you mentioned in your introduction earlier in the show, that farmers are wise to be vertically integrated, to be entrepreneurial and not to just sell up wholesale products. And that's what, for instance, with one of the products that I've brought forth, because I'm now actually a hemp farmer, entrepreneur, and consultant, in addition to being a writer and journalist about it. It's that important, I think, to rural economies in the U.S. for hemp to come back in a big way. And it is, by the way, even with just limited now federal legalization for hemp, the industry is growing by double digits. So annually. So the flowering part of the plant is extremely valuable for the components that are in that flower that can be infused into everything from beauty care products to healthcare products to pet food, pet supplements. So that's the flower. And that's kind of new for this modern hemp era. The two other branches of the plant are the seed. It is a superfood. It's something I eat every day. I'll be putting it in the family shake after we finish our discussion today. The seed, which you can eat whole, you can press the seed oil, you can eat the resulting protein. That's a byproduct. Protein meal is a byproduct of pressing the seed. It's omega balanced. It's extremely high in minerals like magnesium and selenium. It's just, you can get it every supermarket today. It's an absolute superfood, and it has high value, especially if you're growing organically. If you are certified organically, you're going to be in the neighborhood. I want to be conservative here because you don't want to get people overexcited, but in the neighborhood of between $2 and $4 a pound on your seed. So let's go in the middle there and say you may get $3 a pound if you're growing organically, and you may harvest up to 1,000 pounds per acre. So if you are an Illinois farmer growing on 100 acres, at 1,000 pounds per acre, you're grossing $300,000 just on the seed. That's before you are talking about the flower applications, which are even higher value. Fiber is very, very important. It's important for the future, the bio-based economy, but it is at the moment the lowest value. It's the fastest growing application economically, but just to give you some indication, without getting too wonky, fiber, the architecture of the plant, it has two parts of the fiber. It has an outer bast that you strip off, and it's a fiber like flax fiber that is extremely strong and durable. It makes incredible clothing. The Chinese lead that market because of low labor costs, and because, Doug, believe it or not, they don't test for THC, and hemp that actually has THC in it has stronger fiber. So it's an issue we're going to have to address at some point in the future. But fiber,
you can smoke it, you can wear it, and you can smoke it both at the same time.
Well, actually, you know, the fiber doesn't contain the THC. That's what's so ridiculous about cannabis prohibition is that it doesn't matter what the THC would be in the flower when all you're doing is wearing pants from the fiber. But way beyond clothing, there's important next generation applications that are coming from the fiber, and I'll go over them real quick. One of them is building materials. The herd part, which is the sort of center core of the fiber of the plant,
right,
is this absolutely astounding building material. If folks are interested, they should take a look at hempcrete building. Hempcrete is just one mode of building. There's hemp adobe. It's an unbelievable, domestically sourced, non-toxic, and believe it or not, carbon sequestering meaning your house is actually fighting climate change, good R value, look into hemp building. Another very important next generation application is that hemp at the nano level, this is from the fiber, hemp at the nano level is proving to be the best supercapacitor for next generation battery components. Why this is important is today we're very dependent on rare earth minerals, imports sometimes from far off or not always easily accessible or friendly places to power the communication network that we're so dependent on. And these coming batteries that Elon Musk and others are trying to get into our home powered by solar panels. Okay, but what are those batteries made out of? Look it up, folks. The American Chemical Society has released a study showing that hemp is the best material for next generation supercapacitors. That basically covers your hemp, your fiber, seed, and flower applications. So if a farmer is going to be entrepreneurial and is going to be dedicated and willing to put in that extra work beyond harvest, there's a potential for it to be very, very lucrative.
It sounds like a fabulous way for us to spend time getting to know what there is that can help your farm. So many of us, it's really necessary to find other ways. Those of us who, I'm selling a lot of hay now, and the market's okay, but I'd like to try some new things. And in the Northeast, I was talking about Pennsylvania earlier. Hemp is thriving in New York State, and I'm sure that it will here in New England with available land, as long as you don't run into, I rent a lot of state land, and I'm a little concerned about whether they'd be upset or somebody's going to walk through the field and look at that and think it's marijuana. And so actually what I thought I would do is plant about 8 rows of corn around each field and put the hemp in the middle of it so nobody would see it. I don't know whether I'm being too cautious or silly or whatever. Let's continue this conversation for a few more minutes. The value of hemp farming with hemp farming expert Doug Fine. You can go to his website, DougFine.com, DougFine.com. And then there's the expo site for this next week, CentralUSHemp.com. Either of those are well worth your time. 43 past the hour.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
The American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Check out our podcast every week. Best information around on how to save your farm. With that in mind, one of the biggest challenges for farmers these days and agriculture in general is negative public opinion. And I find the best way to combat that is for farmers to put a human face on the farm and their work. There's a magazine called Business Insights, and I got a I found this kind of interesting. This fellow, Jess Martin, who runs Business Insights, shared that there's a large communication and credibility gap between farmers and consumers today. Farmers need to translate modern agricultural methods to a public that doesn't like what it hears about big farming. In other words, you need to, on the family farm, separate yourself, differentiate yourself, have it clear what your farming practices are and your farming experiences versus those on the mega farms, because most people, remember, only 2% of the population works on our farms. It used to be 100 and however many years ago that 98% of the people making a living made it on the farm in some way, shape, or form. So the transference from the Industrial Revolution that's changed our country, changed how we grow foods, changed how we eat foods, it's changed everything about food. And it sort of made the farmer someone that people think is over there. That's why I encourage people to come to my farm and see, we use it as an educational tool, the opportunity to have people meet the cows, know what's going on the farm. There is a lot of focus on communication. Use social media, that sort of thing. If you're not good at it, find somebody to work for you on the farm that is. All right? Put a new face on your farm. That's my advice. All right, 46 minutes after the hour now on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with Doug Fine. His website again, DougFine.com. One of the things, we could go on having this conversation. I think what I'll do is during this event next week, I'll get some people on to do next week's American Family Farmer. So they'll do an unprecedented 2 weeks on the same thing with the hemp acreage being what it is. But I saw something that really startled me, Doug, and that's that we're talking about the things you can use it for. There are about 50,000 different products that can be made from hemp. And you just touch the surface of them. That's what makes this thing so fabulous. So we're talking about, in glowing terms, all of the great stuff. What's the background? Is there another shoe to drop, another foot to drop here? Is there something about this that we need to be wary of? Or is it maybe just the people who don't want us to do it for whatever the reason that are going to be a problem? How do you look at the other side of this?
The remaining obstacles to a thriving hemp economy are purely regulatory. Mm-hmm. We're almost there. So in a nutshell, this is where we're at with hemp. There is overwhelming bipartisan support in hemp on the federal level, you know, in both the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, for getting hemp the heck out of the Controlled Substances Act and into Department of Ag purview as with any other crop, because that's all it is a valuable crop for farmers. Farmers should be free to cultivate it. And so the first step that was taken, which was a good one, was a farm bill provision in the last farm bill that said farmers can cultivate hemp, but they have to be part of their state's agriculture hemp program. It's still restricted. In other words, it's not as free to grow as corn or soy or alfalfa or anything like that yet. You have to be part of your state program, pay a huge permitting fee. So if you are in one of the states that does have an active hemp program, you're golden. More and more states are coming online. If you need help with that, you're kind enough to mention my website. Folks are free to reach out to me there and or, of course, come to the Wisconsin conference and other conferences. But the long story short is, as long as your state has a program, you're in pretty good shape. So there's a few regulatory hoops, and we'll get past them on that. And in terms of the thousands and thousands of applications for hemp, there are, and this was in 1938, Popular Mechanics called it, you know, the crop of 25,000 uses. And as we move increasingly towards a bio-based economy, in other words, there is already hemp fiber in the door panels of BMWs and Mercedes, not because they think it's fun and cute, but because it's stronger and less expensive than petrol-based plastics, which are contributing to, you know, the huge Pacific garbage patch and all that business. But we need to focus as small farmers and entrepreneurs on the low-hanging fruit, Doug. That's what I advocate, and that's what we've been talking about.
Right. And I think that's where people start with this thing, these three main parts, the markets, that sort of thing. That's what I'll be interested in. as to how to, because it has to be considered. We're not used to doing it here. We don't have the equipment to do it. So hopefully there'll be a consortium of people and you'll learn about that. I saw a friend of mine bought some land in Iowa the other day for $10,000 an acre and thought that was crazy money. I remember you could buy it in Ohio for $3,000 an acre when I was in school there. Right now, I can't buy an acre of land in my neighborhood in Massachusetts for under $200,000. So, if you're going to hold on to the land, you better get something out of it that helps you pay the expenses. And this looks like a way to do that. So I'm happy to have your information. Hope we get together over the course of this event next week. Doug Fine, again, the web address for the farmer, DougFine.com. Check it out for your own future and well-being. It looks like a good option. My commentary coming up next, 10 before the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. My focus is going to be on agritourism and how to best do that. As you know, this is a program all about hints and helps. So I'll give you my thoughts on agritourism as we get ready for the 2018 farming season right after this. Is negative content on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, negative articles. Happens a lot. It's not fair. Not right. You know what you can do? You go to ReputationDefender.com. Help you protect your good name. Free consultation at ReputationDefender.com or by calling 855-432-4886. Call right now. Get a free expert reputation analysis. Easy to kill the unfair attacks with their system. Analysis is free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Get rid of the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff so your reputation, your business, your home will be on the right footing. Call now 855-432-4881 or talk to an analyst at ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
All right, 55 past the hour. My commentary is aimed at overviewing the possibilities you have on your farm for agritourism. Do you think about this at all? Are you? Depends on where you are. I think it's more valuable on the East Coast and the West Coast, perhaps, than it is. Although anything that any farm is close to a big city, I think this is an opportunity for you to do something that is maybe stretches the envelope for you. And I know that agritourism has been a source for income for a lot of farm operations. Important as an educational tool. I've done it. I've used it that way. I teach people about cows, where the milk comes from. I teach the youngsters how to not be afraid of big animals and big things like tractors. It's and people are happy. They love coming on the farm, have an ice cream cone, and then walk around, maybe buy a few things in the store, that sort of thing. But, you know, they're all, depends on where you are, what you have as an asset. But don't discount people actually paying attention. Some people think they have to make a carnival out of their farms. I don't know that I think that that's, you know, rides and games and golf and all that sort of stuff. I suppose it's appropriate in some circumstance, but because people are so far away from agriculture now, the average person doesn't ever get to touch a cow, doesn't ever get to put a seed in the ground, doesn't ever get to watch food that you eat grow or be harvested, that sort of thing. So there are people, I know someone near me who's taken a bunch of old school buses and converted them into a sort of bed and breakfast. They've put a couple of beds in them, and they've hooked them up so you can, it's like a camper almost. But you go spend $80 a day, you buy the bed and breakfast, and then you work on the farm to learn how things go. I think that's a very good source of agritourism, frankly. But then there are those who have, you know, they're on my farm, I also have draft horses that come in. People come to see that. We give them rides around the farm, tours around the farm. There's two things they get. They get to see the cows and the farm and what beauty there is there, but they also are around these animals that are magnificent. Treat your visitors not as things, not as parasites, not as viruses. I know when I was a kid, we didn't like to have people come on the farm because mostly they would literally and figuratively step in it. And then they'd, oh, that farm is dirty because there's manure all around the place. Hello. That's what you get on a dairy farm or a cattle are. And it's so silly. There's that. And then I know I put up signs to keep people out of the certain areas, the biosecure areas. You don't want people wandering around in places where you are handling the milk. I think that's something that we all ought to pay more attention to and not be afraid of it. If you vaccinate your cows, explain what it is all about. I don't happen to do that with my animals, but some people do. But it is an opportunity to teach people about agriculture. You can't exist without customers. Help your customers understand what's going on. Explain to them what happens on your farm and make sure you have a presence on the World Wide Web, social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that stuff. It's very important as we move ahead in this year of
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.